The following sermon is brought to you by Springville South Church of Christ. For more information, please visit www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.
Christianity is not a philosophy. You can practice any major religion in this world without its central figure and it'll go on. But one thing you know, you cannot have Christianity without Christ. You cannot have Christianity without Christ. Because Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with a living and a loving and a merciful God. Christianity is not a cult. Christianity is not a creed. Christianity is not a cause. Christianity is not even a church. Christianity is Christ Himself.
Good morning, everyone. And in preparing for the conference this coming weekend or next weekend, the last number of months I've put in a lot of preparation for it. But then it came to about 2 weeks ago, where I realized I still had a lot to do to finish preparing. And I was saying to the Lord, how am I going to have sufficient time to get this done? And then a very unexpected situation happened at work about a week and a half ago, which has never happened before. Where basically we had one day's notice to get an up-to-date police check. And Sapani's police check came through within 1 hour, it would have been.
Police check nung pe dae khnyom ban apply tau nung ke krai pi maung mo ke khnyom ban tatul dai chok chai.
But mine went for what's called manual processing.
Haya chompu Andrew wing ke ot mien doi khnyom nu te.
Which means that someone with a similar name to mine has a criminal record. So Sapani thought, yeah, maybe I'm a criminal.
Yeah,
and so anyway, it took over a week for that to clear in the end. So basically in that time I couldn't work at all. But I was being paid for it. And it didn't come off my annual sick leave or anything.
And
so the Lord was giving me extra time in a very unexpected way to prepare. And so, yeah, that's never happened before in my work life, that sort of situation. So I praise God that He gave me that extra time to be able to be fully prepared. And so this morning I'm going to give a summary of what we'll be teaching at the conference next weekend. So this will be summarizing like 20 hours of teaching.
So you
may need a sleeping bag I promise we won't go too long. Okay, let's begin in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you that we can come to your word now. Lord, we just pray that you'll lead and guide us. That we would grow in our love for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is the true story of a man who lived a bad life. His life led to a life of crime, including stealing from people. He was caught and sentenced to death for his crimes. But God forgave him. God had mercy upon him. And actually, he was forgiven just before he died. Jesus Christ himself forgave this man. Who knows who I'm talking about?
Yes,
that's right, that's it, the thief on the cross. And after becoming a believer, what happened to him? He went straight to heaven. So when we became a believer, why didn't we go straight to heaven? The answer is because we are left here with a mission. And what is that mission? Turn to Matthew 28, verses 18 to
20.
And so here we read in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
ព្រមទាំងធ្វើបញ្ចុះបញ្ចូលឲ្យមានសិស្សនៅគ្រប់ទាំងសាសព្រមទាំងធ្វើបញ្ចុះមុខទឹកឲ្យដោយនៅព្រះនាមព្រះវរបិតាព្រះរាជបុត្រានិងព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធចុះហើយបង្រៀនឲ្យគេកាន់តាមគ្រប់ទាំងសេចក្តីដែលខ្ញុំបានបង្គាប់មកអ្នករាល់គ្នាផងហើយមើលខ្ញុំនឹងនៅជាមួយនឹងអ្នករាល់គ្នាជារាល់ថ្ងៃដែររហូតដល់ចុងបំផុតកល
នេះគឺជាបេសកកម្មសម្រាប់យើងដែលជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាន To spread the gospel to the world around us. And reading from Matthew 13, verse 38. Here Jesus says the following, Matthew 13, 38. The field is the world. And the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one.
God got chlai tha. Ni kư chia khmang satrai hai. Da ban thua ka nu. Ruoch puok bai sua tha. Doch no ta lok chong ai yeung khnyom tai dok chanh ru te.
So the mission field is the world around us.
Vea peska kam kư chia piphop lok chum vinh yeung.
And that's the theme of today's sermon and the conference next week. The world is the mission field for us as Christians. And every Christian is called to this mission. To spread the gospel to the people around us. So in effect, each of us as a Christian is a missionary.
And
today we can even be a missionary to people overseas through the internet.
So the
world is our mission field. And our outline will be, what we'll look at is the man, the mission, and the message. So first of all, looking at the man, and by man I include women as well, of course. And this has to do with our walk with the Lord. Now the question is, what does this have to do with sharing the gospel, the mission field? The answer is, it's got everything to do with it. Because the closer our walk with the Lord, and the more we are living for Him, for God, the more effectively He can use us as a witness. Because in general, we are a witness by two main things. First is the message we speak to others, the gospel. But secondly, our life is a very important witness. So this is what we're looking at the moment, our life. People should be able to see the changed life that we're living. That we are different to the people, the world around us. And if you could turn to Matthew chapter 5. And we'll read a couple of verses, Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. And this is what Pastor Glenn preached on a couple of weeks ago about being a light to the world.
Pastor Glenn got back at the by, be by a tick along, mock, and be balloon. I look gay.
So let's read Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16, where Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven."
ឯទីក្រុងណាដែលនៅលើភ្នំនោះលាក់មិនកំបាំងទេក៏គ្មានអ្នកណាអុចចង្គៀងយកទៅដាក់ក្រោមថាងដែរគេតែងដាក់លើជើងចង្គៀងវិញនោះទើបភ្លឺដល់អស់អ្នកដែលនៅក្នុងផ្ទះទាំងអស់គ្នាដូច្នោះចូលឲ្យពន្លឺរបស់អ្នករាល់គ្នាបានភ្លឺនៅមុខមនុស្សលោកយ៉ាងនោះដែរដើម្បីឲ្យគេឃើញការល្អដែលអ្នករាល់គ្នាប្រព្រឹត្តចូលសរសើរតម្កើងដល់ព្រះវរបិតានៃអ្នករាល់គ្នាដែលគង់នៅឋានសួគ៌
So we are to shine the light of Jesus Christ to the world around us. And people, unbelievers, definitely notice the difference when this happens. And how we live our life starts at home. How we are to our family and those closest to us.
តែយើងរស់នៅសម្រាប់គ្រួសារហើយនឹងអ្នកដែលនៅជិតក្បែរយើងយ៉ាងម៉េចដែរ
How we are behind closed doors.
តែយើងរស់នៅជីវិតរបៀបម៉េចនៅក្រោយទ្វារ
This reveals who we really are.
នេះបានបង្ហាញថាយើងពិតជាយ៉ាងម៉េច
Whether we truly are shining the light or not.
តើយើងពិតជាចាំងនៅពន្លឺឬក៏អត់ទេ
And in 1 Timothy chapter 3
នៅក្នុងធីម៉ូថេទី1ជំពូក3
Here we have the qualifications of an elder or pastor of a church.
យើងមានគុណសម្បត្តិលក្ខណៈរបស់ចាស់ទុំហើយនិងគ្រូគង្វាលនៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារ
But as we read these verses, every Christian should strive for these qualities.
បើយើងអាននៅខនេះគ្រប់តអ្នកគ្រីស្ទានគួរតែឆោងតស៊ូដើម្បីនឹងទទួលនូវគុណសម្បត្តិរបៀបនេះ
By the Lord's grace, we are to strive for these qualities.
ដោយព្រះគុណនៃព្រះយើងតស៊ូយកនៅគុណលក្ខសម្បត្តិរបៀបនេះ
Except for one qualification where it says being able to teach.
លើកតែគុណសម្បត្តិមួយដែលក្នុងការបង្រៀនដែលអាចបង្រៀន
As of course not every Christian has that qualification or that gifting
មិនមែនគ្រប់ទាំងអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាននឹងមានអំណោយទានខាងបង្រៀននោះទេ
Every Christian has different giftings of course
គ្រប់ទាំងអ្នកគ្រីស្ទានមានអំណោយទានផ្សេងផ្សេងពីគ្នា
So let's read this 1 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 7
សូមអាយមើលនៅកាន់កាពីធីម៉ូថេ
Where the apostle Paul writes The saying is trustworthy If anyone aspires to the office of overseer he desires a noble task Therefore an overseer must be above reproach the husband of one wife sober minded self-controlled respectable hospitableable to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert or he may become puffed up with conceit,and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil.
Timothy 1, chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. ពាក្យនេះគួរជឿដែរថាបានអ្នកណាប្រាថ្នាចង់ធ្វើជាអ្នកទូតត្រានោះឈ្មោះថាចង់បានការប្រសាហើយដូច្នោះត្រូវឲ្យអ្នកទូតត្រាប្រព្រឹត្តដោយឥតកន្លែងចាប់ទោសបានចោះត្រូវជាមនុស្សមានប្រពន្ធតែមួយជាមនុស្សដឹងខ្នាតមានចិត្តធ្ងន់ធ្ងរមានគំនិតមាយាទជាអ្នកចៅក្រៅហើយប្រសពនឹងការបង្រៀនមិនត្រូវជាអ្នកចំណោសារឬឆ្លោះប្រកាច់ឬស៊ីសំណោកឡើយត្រូវមានចិត្តស្លូតបូតអត់រោគរឿងរោគហេតុអត់លោភចង់បានប្រាក់ត្រូវត្រួតត្រាផ្ទះរបស់ខ្លួនដោយស៊ូបួលទាំងឲ្យកូនចៅស្ដាប់បង្គាប់ដោយនឹងធឹងបើអ្នកណាមិនចេះត្រួតត្រាផ្ទះខ្លួនធ្វើដូចម្ដេចឲ្យថែរក្សាពួកជំនុំនៃព្រះបានមនុស្សណាដែលទើបនឹងជឿថ្មីនោះធ្វើពុំបានទេក្រែងកើតមានចិត្តធំហើយធ្លាក់ទៅក្នុងទោសរបស់អរិយវិញត្រូវឲ្យអ្នកនោះមានឈ្មោះល្អពីអ្នកដតីផងក្រែងគេថ្មេះតេះដៀធ្លាក់ទៅក្នុងអន្តៈរបស់អរិយ
In verse 2 here it says that we're to be above reproach or blameless in some translations
នៅក្នុងខទី2ខ2នេះគឺថាអត់មានកន្លែងបន្ទោសបាន
This doesn't mean to be sinless because none of us are without sin
នេះមិនមែនថាអត់មានបាបសោះនោះទេអត់មាននរណាម្នាក់ដែលអត់មានបាបសោះទេ
But that no true allegation can be brought against us
ប៉ុន្តែអត់មានការចោទប្រកាន់ដែលអត់មានភ័ស្តុតាងចោទទាស់នឹងយើងនោះទេ
That we're a drunkard or an angry person, anything like that.
ថាយើងគឺជាមនុស្សប្រមាថគឺជាមនុស្សដែលឆាប់ខឹង
As the passage describes here.
ដូចជានៅក្នុងកាន់គម្ពីរបានមានបន្ទូលរៀបរាប់នៅកន្លែងនេះ
But notice what the first qualification is in verse 2.
សូមឲ្យសម្គាល់ថាគុណសម្បត្តិទី1នៅក្នុងខ2
And by the way, all these qualifications are describing what it means to be blameless.
ហើយគុណសម្បត្តិទាំងអស់នេះបានរៀបរាប់ថាមានន័យថាម៉េចដែលអត់មានកន្លែងបន្ទោសបាន
In verse 2 the first qualification is to be the husband of one wife
នៅក្នុងខ2គឺគុណសម្បត្តិទី1គឺប្តីដែលមានប្រពន្ធតែមួយ
It means for a man to be devoted to his wife
ហើយបរិសុទ្ធនឹងមានភក្តីភាពស្រឡាញ់ដល់ប្រពន្ធខ្លួន
And of course, the principle applies the other way around for wives to be devoted to their husbands.
Hi, Kalai ni kuu kuu doi khnia dai kuu propon nang mien phak dai phiep chompuoh pdai dai.
Now, if you're single, you need to hear this as well.
Ba nea nai lue te nea trai ka dang lue ampi chomnoch ni dai.
Now, why is this the first qualification?
Hai ta vai ko ni kuu chea kun na leak sambat ti muoy.
Because it relates directly to the area of sexual purity or immorality.
គឺតាក់ទងទៅក្នុងការដែលរួមភេទបរិសុទ្ធនិងរួមភេទដែលមិនបរិសុទ្ធ
Which all people married or single are to strive for by the Lord's grace.
គ្រប់ទាំងមនុស្សទោះបីជារៀបមានប្តីប្រពន្ធហើយឬក៏នៅលីវក្តោយនឹងខំប្រឹងតស៊ូដើម្បីនឹងធ្វើទៅតាមព្រះ
Because when a person's heart strays from the Lord, normally the first area is the sexual area where things fall apart. And so, say for a single person in this area,If they're struggling with sexual purity, that's going to have an effect on your dealings with other people, especially the opposite sex. And of course, for a husband and wife, if someone is struggling in the sexual purity area,
ប្របាក់នៅក្នុងការរួមភេទដែលបរិសុទ្ធហ្នឹង
Then that means that they're not fully devoted to their husband or wife
មានន័យថាគេអត់មានផ្ដល់នូវភក្តីភាពសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ដល់ប្រពន្ធហើយនឹងប្តីនោះទេ
And so that's why I believe it's listed first in this passage
ដូច្នោះហើយបានជាខ្ញុំជឿថាការចុះបញ្ជីនៅក្នុងខដែលយើងអានហ្នឹងគឺជាទី1
And it has a major impact on our walk with the Lord and our witness to people.
ហើយមានការប៉ះពាល់នៅក្នុងការដើរជាមួយនឹងព្រះអម្ចាស់ហើយនឹងធ្វើបន្ទាល់ដល់អ្នកដទៃ
So of course our life is a major witness to the people around us.
ជីវិតយើងគឺជាបន្ទាល់ដែលសំខាន់សម្រាប់មនុស្សដែលរស់នៅជុំវិញយើង
So first of all we've looked at the man or woman.
ជាដំបងសូមឲ្យយើងមើលទៅបរិសុទ្ធឬក៏ស្ត្រីហ្នឹង
And now we'll look at the mission itself the mission
ឥឡូវហ្នឹងយើងមើលទៅបេសកកម្មខ្លួនឯងវិញ
And our major purpose in this life as a Christian is to glorify God
គោលបំណងនៅក្នុងជីវិតយើងរស់នៅនេះដើម្បីនឹងតម្កើងព្រះ
And who knows from memory 1 Corinthians 10:31
អ្នកណាដឹងអំពីកូរិនថូសចំពុក10ខ31
Who's game enough to put their hand up?
កលិនថូសទី1ចំពុក10ខ31
1 Corinthians 10:31 Anyone want to repeat it if you know it? Whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, do all for the glory of God.
ដូច្នោះបើសីឬផឹកឬធ្វើការអ្វីក៏ដោយនោះចូលធ្វើទាំងអស់សម្រាប់ចម្រើនសេរីល្អដល់ព្រះចៅ
I'm glad I didn't have a brain freeze when I was trying to remember it But yeah all of us should memorize that verse it's such an important verse
យើងគ្រប់គ្នាគួរតែចងចាំអំពីខនេះគឺជាខដែលសំខាន
់ And what is one of the ways we glorify God in our life
តើអ្វីទៅដែលជាផ្លូវមួយយើងដំកើងព្រះនៅក្នុងជីវិតដែលយើងរស់នៅ
By being a witness for him
ដើម្បីជាបន្ទាល់អំពីទ្រង
់ To witness to people that the message of Jesus Christ our mission
ត ធ្វើបន្ទាល់បេសកកម្មយើងអំពីដំណឹងព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
And Jesus said that the world is ripe for harvest
ព្រះយេស៊ូវទ្រង់មានបន្ទូលថាលោកីយ៍នេះគឺទុំល្មមនឹងជ្រុកផលហើយ
Apparently onlynot a very high percentage of Christians at all are actively witnessing to people
មិនមែនមនុស្សដែលភាគច្រើននោះទេដែលធ្វើបន្ទាល់អំពីព្រះយេស៊ូវ
But this is one of the major reasons why we're still here and not in heaven
ដូច្នោះហើយនេះជាមូលហេតុដែលយើងកំពុងតែនៅឥឡូវហ្នឹងមិនទៅឋានសួគ៌
So let's read Romans chapter 10 a couple of verses Romans 10 verses 14 to 17Where Paul writes in Romans 10:14, How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching or someone witnessing? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written,How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
Rome, chapter 10, verse 14. ដូច្នោះបើគេមិនជឿធ្វើដូចម្តេចឲ្យគេអំពាវនាវដល់ព្រះបានហើយបើគេមិនបានលឺនិយាយនោះធ្វើដូចម្តេចឲ្យគេជឿដល់ព្រះបានដែរហើយធ្វើដូចម្តេចឲ្យគេលឺនិយាយបានបើគ្មានអ្នកណាប្រាប់សោះមួយទៀតធ្វើដូចម្តេចឲ្យមានអ្នកណាប្រាប់បានលើកតែមានអ្នកណាចាត់ឲ្យគេទៅដូចជាមានសេចក្តីចែងទុកមកថាជើងនៃពួកអ្នកដែលប្រកាសប្រាប់ដំណឹងល្អពីសេចក្តីសុខសាន្តហើយថ្លែងប្រាប់គេពីសេចក្តីដែលបណ្ដាលឲ្យរីករាយចិត្តនោះល្អប្រពៃយ៉ាងណាណោមប៉ុន្តែគេមិនបានស្ដាប់តាមដំណឹងល្អទាំងប៉ុន្មានទេត្បិតលោកអេសាយមានប្រសាសន៍ថាអោព្រះអង្គម្ចាស់អើយតើមានអ្នកណាខ្លះបានជឿសេចក្តីដែលយើងខ្ញុំបានប្រាប់ដូច្នេះសេចក្តីជំនឿកើតឡើងដោយលើហើយដែលលើនោះគឺដោយសារព្រះបន្ទូលនៃព្រះ
There's a great example of Charles Spurgeon
មានគំរូដែលល្អគឺលោក Charles Spurgeon
who lived in England in the 1800s
គាត់បានរស់នៅប្រទេសអង់គ្លេសនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំ1800
And he preached to thousands of people
ហើយគាត់បានអធិប្បាយទៅមនុស្សរាប់ពាន់នាក់
And you can still find his sermons or written sermons on the internet today.
ហើយនៅបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះអ្នកអាចឃើញនៅការអធិប្បាយរបស់គាត់នៅតាមអ៊ីនធឺណិត
But how did he become converted? How did he become a Christian?
ធ្វើម៉េចឲ្យគាត់ក្លាយទៅជាគ្រីស្ទានធ្វើម៉េចដែលបំផ្លាស់បំប្រែគាត
់ One day he was on his way to his normal church.
មានថ្ងៃមួយគាត់នៅតាមផ្លូវធម្មតាទៅព្រះវិហារធម្មតារបស់គាត់
This is still when he was an unbeliever.
គឺនៅពេលហ្នឹងគាត់ជាអ្នកដែលមិនជឿ
And it started snowing so he went into a different church to get out of the snow.
ហើយគាត់ទៅពហិភផ្សេងទៀតហើយពេលហ្នឹងគឺកំពុងតែមានធ្លាក់ទឹកកកយ៉ាងខ្លាំង
And in this church there was only about 10 people.
ហើយនៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំហ្នឹងមានមនុស្សតែ10នាក់ទេ
But the pastor of the church preached the gospel.
ហើយគ្រូកងវានៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារនឹងបានប្រកាសនៅដំណឹងល្អ
And Charles Spurgeon was convicted and became a true believer at that time
ហើយលោក Charles Spurgeon នឹងបានស្ដាប់ហើយគាត់មានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរនៅក្នុងចិត្តគាត់ហើយគាត់ក្លាយជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាន
Now many people know the name Charles Spurgeon
មានមនុស្សជាច្រើនបានឮឈ្មោះលោក Charles Spurgeon
But no oneknows the name of that pastor who preached the gospel
but that អត់មានអ្នកណាស្គាល់ឈ្មោះគ្រូកងវាដែលអធិប្បាយនៅក្នុងក្រុមនៅព្រះវិហារនោះទេ
where there was only like 10 people in the church
ហើយមានមនុស្សតែ10នាក់ទេក្នុងព្រះវិហារហ្នឹង
but he was faithful to the mission that God had called him to
តែគាត់មានការស្មោះត្រង់ចំពោះបេសកកម្មដែលព្រះហៅគាត់ឲ្យធ្វើ
And the effects of that were extraordinary as it turned out.
ហើយការអស់ហ្នឹងគឺកើតឡើងយ៉ាងអស្ចារ្យត្រឡប់មកវិញ
And so that's the same mission that we're called to.
Hai ko doy chea pesaka kam dai preah hau yeung thveu dai.
To be faithful to God, to be faithful to preaching the gospel.
Ai yeung smoh trang chmuoy preah, ai yeung smoh trang chmuoy preah mantu pa ong.
The Bible says that we're ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
Preah nak knong kapie ban mean mantu tha yeung keu chea tut nai preah Yesu Krist.
That we represent Him.
Yeung keu chea tamnang robas pa ong.
And it's always been God's intention that the gospel go to all the nations in the world.
And we
especially see this in the book of Acts.
Where
the gospel went forth throughout the Roman Empire. And this is after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
Sorry?
After Jesus Christ went to heaven.
Yeah. And in Acts chapter
1 verse 8, we have an outline of the book. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, where Jesus says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Chapter 1 verse 8. ប៉ុន្តែកាលណាព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធបានមកសន្ធិដ្ឋលើអ្នករាល់គ្នានោះអ្នករាល់គ្នានឹងបានព្រះជេស្តាហើយនឹងធ្វើជាទីបន្ទាល់ពីខ្ញុំនៅក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមព្រមទាំងស្រុកយូដានិងស្រុកសាម៉ារីទាំងមូលហើយរហូតដល់ចុងបំផុតផែនដីផង
And so this was the purpose, the mission of the apostles or disciples.
នេះជាគោលបំណងនៅបេសកកម្មពួកសាវកហើយនិងពួកសិស្ស
And it's our mission too.
នេះគឺជាបេសកកម្មសម្រាប់យើងគ្រប់គ្នាដែរ
And as you follow through the book of Acts, it's really interesting.
បានអ្នកមើលនៅក្នុងសភុកិច្ចការហ្នឹងគឺមានការចាប់អារម្មណ
៍ That verse 8 here gives an outline of how the gospel spread.
នៅក្នុងខ8នេះឲ្យចំណុចសំខាន់ថាដំណឹងល្អនោះប្រកាសយ៉ាងម៉េចទៅផ្សាយចេញយ៉ាងម៉េចទៅ
And so now we've looked atThe man and the mission.
ឥឡូវនឹងយើងមើលមនុស្សបរិសុទ្ធស្ត្រីនឹងហើយនឹងបេសកកម្ម
And so now we'll look at the message.
ឥឡូវនឹងយើងមើលអំពីសារវិញដំណឹង
In other words, what we actually say to people.
តើយើងពិតជានិយាយទៅកាន់មនុស្សថាម៉េចទៅ
The message of the Bible.
គឺជាសារដែលនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរ
Now, here's another test. Who knows Second Timothy 3:16. Now this is again one that we all should know. No cheating.
What?
Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture, not some, but all scripture is inspired by God. And is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. So in other words, our message is to be based on the Bible. If we truly believe that the Bible is all inspired from God, which it is.
បើយើងពិតជាជឿថានៅក្នុងគម្ពីរហ្នឹងគឺព្រះបំផុសគំនិតដើម្បីនឹងឲ្យសរសេរឲ្យតែង
So our responsibility is to pass on the message of the Bible, not our own message.
គឺយើងហ្នឹងគឺបានហុចទៅឲ្យនៅអ្វីដែលនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរមិនមែនក្រៅពីគម្ពីរនោះទេ
So we're not to alter the message or add to it.
កុំឲ្យយើងនឹង đọt hốt chánh cũng ឲ្យយើងបន្ថែម
or take away from it like so many people do today around us in the world
យកព្រះបន្ទូលចេញដោយជាមនុស្សជាច្រើនដែលនៅជុំវិញនឹងគេធ្វើ
and at the end of revelation we won't read it but at the end of revelation there are stern warnings about that
នៅចុងនៅកាន់កាពីវិវរណៈហ្នឹងបានមានការហាមប្រាន
It's like the example of someone who's cooked up a meal in a restaurant.
ឧទាហរណ៍ដូចជាមានមនុស្សហ្នឹងគេដាំស្លនៅក្នុងភោជនីយដ្ឋាន
There's one person, for example, who's the cook and one person who's the waiter.
ឧទាហរណ៍គឺម្នាក់ហ្នឹងគឺជាអ្នកដាំស្លហើយម្នាក់ទៀតគឺជាអ្នកបម្រើតុ
The waiter passes on what has already been cooked.
អ្នកបម្រើតុហ្នឹងគឺហុចទៅឲ្យម្ហូបអាហារដែលចម្អិនរួចហើយ
How do you think the cook would feel if the waiter looked at the meal and thought this doesn't look good?
តើអ្នកគិតថាអ្នកដាំស្លធ្វើម៉េចបើអ្នកដែលរត់តុហ្នឹងមើលទៅម្ហូបអាហារហ្នឹងថាម្ហូបអាហារហ្នឹងមិនល្អទេ
I think I'll alter it and throw out some of this and add what I think should be in this meal.
ខ្ញុំគិតថាខ្ញុំបដូរផ្លាស់បដូរហើយនឹងបោះអាហារនឹងចោលហើយនឹងបន្ថែមអ្វីហើយថានេះគឺជាម្ហូប
Would the cook be happy?
តើអ្នកដាំស្លនឹងសប្បាយចិត្តទេ
Especially if he's the manager he wouldn't be happy.
ជាពិសេសបើអ្នកត្រួតត្រានឹងប្រហែលជាមិនសប្បាយចិត្តទេ
And that's like the Bible.
ដូចក្នុងគម្ពីរដែរ
What we have is what God has given to us.
អ្វីដែលយើងមាននោះគឺព្រះបានប្រទានដល់យើង
The spiritual food which God has served to us.
គឺជាម្ហូបអាហារខាងឯវិញ្ញាណដែលព្រះបានប្រទានដល់យើង
And we to be like a waiter passing it on to others without altering it.
យើងគឺជាអ្នកបម្រើគឺយើងហុចនៅម្ហូបអាហារដល់អ្នកដទៃកុំឲ្យផ្លាស់ប្ដូរឡើយ
And our responsibility is to proclaim the message as faithfully as possible.
ភាពទទួលការខុសត្រូវយើងគឺប្រកាសដំណឹងល្អដោយមានចិត្តស្មោះត្រង
់ And the results are in the Lord's hands.
ហើយលទ្ធផលការនោះនៅលើព្រះហស្តនៃព្រះទេ
Let's just read a couple of verses in Acts chapter 20.
មើលពី3ខនៅក្នុងកាន់កាពីកិច្ចការចំពោះ20
And we'll just read verses 26 and 27.Acts 20 verses 26 and 27. And this is where Paul is leaving the Ephesian elders after 3 years being at the church.
នេះគឺ3ឆ្នាំដែលលោកសាវកពលនៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំនឹងគឺគាត់ដឹកនាំនៅចាស់ទុំ
And this is part of what he says. Acts 20 verse 26. Therefore, I testify to you this day.That I am innocent of the blood of all. For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
ដូច្នោះខ្ញុំធ្វើបន្ទាល់ដល់អ្នករាល់គ្នានៅថ្ងៃនេះខ្លួនខ្ញុំបរិសុទ្ធពីឈាមអ្នករាល់គ្នាទាំងអស់ព្រោះខ្ញុំមិនបានខាននឹងប្រាប់អ្នករាល់គ្នាពីគោលទាំងគំនិតរបស់ព្រះទេ
For 3 years he had faithfully proclaimed the message of God.
3ឆ្នាំគឺគាត់មានសេចក្តីស្មោះត្រង់ប្រកាសនៃសាររបស់ព្រះ
He didn't add to it or take away from it
គាត់មិនមែនបន្ថែមហើយបន្ថយនោះទេ
And what are the essential ingredients of the actual message
តើអ្វីទៅដែលជាស្នូលកណ្ដាលនៅក្នុងសារដែលសំខាន់នោះដល់ពិតនោះ
In other words what do we actually pass on to people
តើអ្វីទៅដែលយើងហុចទៅឲ្យអ្នកដទៃ
Just to summarize, that all have sinned against God, and this is all according to the Bible, of course, that no one is good enough to get to heaven, none of us, that because of our sins we deserve God's judgment in hell forever.
ជំនុំជម្រះអំពីព្រះទៅឋាននរកអកលចនិច
But Jesus Christ God the Son came to the earth
ប៉ុន្តែព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទព្រះរាជបុត្រនៃព្រះយាងមកផែនដីនេះ
And lived a sinless life
ហើយទ្រង់រស់នៅជីវិតដែលអត់មានបាបសោះ
and came to be the sacrifice for our sins.
ទ្រង់យាងមកជាចាញ់បូជាសម្រាប់លោកបាបយើង
That he died on the cross in our place.
ទ្រង់សគត់នៅលើឈើឆ្កាងចំនួនកលែងយើង
That he took the punishment that we deserve.
ទ្រង់ទទួលយកការដាក់ទោសដែលយើងសមទទួល
And rose again on the third day, rose from the dead.
ហើយទ្រង់មានបញ្ជនរស់ពីសគត់ឡើងវិញនៅថ្ងៃទី
3. And there is salvation through no other name under heaven.
សេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះដែលបានមកអត់មានឈ្មោះផ្សេងទៀតនៅក្រោមនៅលើផែនដីនេះទេ
That he is the only way to heaven and calls us to repent and follow him.
ទ្រង់គឺជាផ្លូវតែមួយគាត់ទៅឋានសួគ៌ហើយគឺជាផ្លូវតែមួយដែលនាំយើងទៅឋានសួគ៌
So that's a summary of the gospel message that we're to pass on to others
នេះគឺជាការសង្ខេបនៃដំណឹងល្អដែលយើងនឹងហុចទៅឲ្យអ្នកដទៃ
And then there are different responses to that message from people from unbelievers
ហើយមានការទទួលខុសត្រូវផ្សេងទៀតពីអ្នកដែលមិនជឿ
But our job our responsibility is to be faithful with the word of God
កិច្ចការយើងឲ្យយើងស្មោះត្រង់នៅព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
And just to give a short example of Joel Osteen who many of you probably know
គាត់តែជួនជាឧទាហរណ៍គឺលោក Joel Osteen ប្រហែលបងប្អូនយើងភាគច្រើនស្គាល់គាត
់ He's the pastor of the largest church in America
គាត់គឺជាគ្រូគង្វាលនៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារដ៏ធំនៅប្រទេសអាមេរិក
And is probably seen by several million people throughout the world, including in Australia.
មានមនុស្សរាប់លាននាក់នៅពិភពលោកនេះរាប់បញ្ចូលនឹងប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលីដែរ
But in one TV interview, this is what he said.
មានការសម្ភាសន៍នៅក្នុង television មួយហ្នឹងគាត់បាននិយាយថា
In his own words, he said he does not preach about negative things such as sin.
ពាក្យខ្លួនគាត់ផ្ទាល់ហ្នឹងគឺគាត់អត់បាននិយាយពាក្យដែលអ្វីដែលអាក្រក់អំពើបាបនោះទេ
What he is doing is altering seriously altering the message of the Bible
គឺគាត់មានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរនៅក្នុងសារក្នុងគម្ពីរ
And why is he altering the message
ហេតុអ្វីក៏គាត់ផ្ដូរនៅដំណឹងនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរអញ្ចឹង
Probably his major motivation is to try to attract people to be popular.
ប្រហែលជាក្នុងចិត្តគាត់ហ្នឹងគាត់ធ្វើម៉េចឲ្យមនុស្សភាគច្រើនហ្នឹងគេចាប់អារម្មណ
៍ But he's compromising the word of God.
ប៉ុន្តែគាត់សម្របសម្រួលនៅព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គហើយយ៉ាងហ្នឹង
Numbers is not the measure of success.
គឺចំនួននោះគឺមិនមែនជាអ្វីដែលទទួលនៅជោគជ័យនោះទេ
The measure of success has been faithful to the Lord.
ហើយអ្វីដែលមានជ័យជំនះនោះគឺស្មោះត្រង់ចំពោះព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
So a church for example our size
យ៉ាហើយព្រះវិហារដូចជាមានចំនួនមនុស្សដូចនៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារយើងដែរ
In God's eyes would be more pleasing
នៅក្នុងព្រះនិតព្រះនឹងគឺប្រហែលជាសពតិយ៉ាងច្រើន
Than a church of say 30,000 people which is compromising the word of God.
ដែលមានមនុស្ស 3,000 នាក់ហើយនឹងសម្របសម្រួលនៅព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
In the world's eyes success is all to do with numbers.
នៅក្នុងភ្នែកនៃពិភពលោកនេះអ្វីដែលជោគជ័យនោះគឺនៅក្នុងចំនួន
Remember the example of Noah.
សូមឲ្យចងចាំនៅលោកណូអា
That he's called a preacher of righteousness in the New Testament.
បានហៅគាត់គឺជាអ្នកប្រកាសនៃសេចក្តីសុចរិតនៅក្នុងកាន់កាពីសញ្ញាចាស
់ But how many recorded converts were there with his ministry preaching the word?
Sorry.
How many people were converted through him?
តើមានមនុស្សប្រមាណអ្នកទៅដែលផ្លាស់ប្ដូរតាមរយៈគាត់
Only his family.According to the Bible.
យោងទៅតាមកាពីមានតែគ្រួសារគាត់ទេ
Numbers and the results are in God's hands.
ចំនួននោះគឺលទ្ធផលនៅក្នុងព្រះព្រះទេ
So in conclusion today,
នៅក្នុងការសរុបសេចក្តីថ្ងៃនេះ
We have looked at the mission.
យើងមើលនៅក្នុងបេសកកម្ម
To spread the gospel to the world around us.
ផ្សាយដំណឹងល្អដល់មនុស្សជុំវិញយើង
that the world is our mission field.
ពិភពលោកនេះគឺវាលបេសកកម្ម
And we have looked at the man, the mission and the message.
យើងមើលទៅមនុស្សបរិសុទ្ធត្រីនឹងមើលបេសកកម្មហើយនឹងដំណឹង
And where will all this end in the future?
តើអ្វីទាំងអស់នឹងចង់បំផុតនឹងនៅនាអនាគតនៅកន្លែងណា
People from all nations will gather together.
មនុស្សគ្រប់ទាំងសាសន៍នឹងមកជុំគ្នា
To praise and worship Jesus Christ in heaven.
ដើម្បីសរសើរហើយនឹងថ្វាយបង្គំព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទនៅឋានសួគ៌
So in conclusion, let's read a couple of verses in Revelation chapter 7.
នៅក្នុងការសរុបសេចក្តីនឹងសូមឲ្យមើលកាន់កាពីវិវរណៈចំពុះ7
And verses 9 to 12.
ខ9ទៅខ12
And this is the scene in heaven. Revelation 7 from verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, to Jesus Christ. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen.
ក្រោយនោះមកខ្ញុំក៏លេចទៅឃើញមនុស្សមួយហ្វូងយ៉ាងធំដែលគ្មានអ្នកណាអាចនឹងរាប់បានឡើយគេមកពីគ្រប់ទាំងសាសន៍គ្រប់ទាំងពូជមនុស្សគ្រប់ទាំងគ្រួសារហើយគ្រប់ទាំងភាសាក៏ឈរនៅមុខបាលាំងនឹងកូនជៀមទាំងពាក់អាវសវែងហើយកាន់ធាងចាក់នៅដៃគេបន្លឺសំឡេងថាសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះស្រេចនៅព្រះនៃយើងរាល់គ្នាដែលគង់នៅលើបាលាំងហើយស្រេចនឹងកូនជៀមផងរួចអស់ទាំងទេវតាដែលឈរនៅជុំវិញបាលាំងព្រមទាំងចាស់ទុំនិងទួមានជីវិតទាំង4ក៏ទម្លាក់ខ្លួនក្រាបចុះនៅចំពោះបាលាំងថ្វាយបង្គំដល់ព្រះទាំងទូលថាអាមែនសូមថ្វាយព្រះពរសិរីល្អប្រាជ្ញាពាក្យអរព្រះគុណកិត្តនាមព្រះជាស្តានិងឥតរិទ្ធដល់ព្រះនៃយើងរាល់គ្នានៅអស់កលជានិច្ចរៀងរាបតទៅអាមែន
Let us pray
សូមសូមជាទីឋានទាំងអស់គ្នា
Father we thank you for your grace your love towards us
បបបិតាអើយសូមអរគុណចំពោះព្រះគុណសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ដែលទ្រង់មានដល់យើងរាល់គ្នា
Thank you that you have saved us and had mercy upon us.
Som okun dae trong ban sangkru hai mien sakdai meka ta karana da jeung.
And that you have left us with an all important mission.
Hai trong ban dak nuam jeung tae krob tang pesakakam yang samkhan.
To preach the gospel to the world around us.
Sai damnang lo da piphop lok dae nai chum veng jeung.
Lord help each of us have a heart for the lost.
Som ព្រះអម្ចាស់សូមជួយឲ្យយើងគ្រប់គ្នាមានចិត្តនៅក្នុងអ្នកដែលពង្រឹងបាត់បង
់ To use us as a witness to the people around us
ប្រើយើងគឺជាបន្ទាល់ដល់មនុស្សដែលនៅជុំវិញយើង
We thank you so much that we will gather together in the future
សូមអរគុណដែលយើងទាំងអស់គ្នានឹងជុំគ្នានៅនាអនាគត
With people from all nations
គ្រប់ទាំងមនុស្សដែលមកពីគ្រប់ទាំងសាសន៍
And even in our church here we have a glimpse of that gathering together.
ហើយសូមបីតែមនុស្សដែលនៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារយើងក៏ដោយដែលយើងមើលឃើញថាយើងនឹងជួបគ្នានៅនាអនាគត
To worship and praise you.
ថ្វាយបង្គំទ្រង់ហើយនឹងសរសើរទៅដល់ទ្រង
់ Forever and ever.
អស់កលជានិច្ចរហូតទៀងទៅរៀងទៅ
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
We hope you've been encouraged from today's sermon. If you would like further information about Springville South Church, please visit our website at www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.